Good evening, beloved. I hope each and every one of you have been doing well. I want to appreciate Pastor David and all the other administrators of this great movement. I want to appreciate each and every one for taking our time to be part of this great thing that the Lord is doing in our time. Sincerely speaking, your sacrifice and your labor of love will not be in vain. Thank you so much for having me here in this platform to contribute my own quota towards the development and the effectiveness of your build-up. I want to believe that all of you have been praying and doing your best to ensure that you have actually keep pace in alignment to the things that God is doing in this season. But yet again, I want to bring you some little perspective of the things that you ought to do to be able to continue to thrive. First of all, I want you to realize that your life may amount unto nothing upon the face of the earth until you find the blueprint of your definition from God. The operations of God and the dealings of God captured in time is actually factored upon the heart of man. And until God finds a heart of man willing enough to walk with him, God cannot do business upon the face of the earth. If you see God walk upon the face of the earth, it's because a man and a woman is willing to partner with him, align with him, and also subscribe to his protocol for him to be able to walk. God walks upon the face of the earth through men. The devil himself walk upon the face of the earth through men. God is powerful upon the earth to the degree to which men permit him. The devil is powerful upon the face of the earth to the degree to which men permit him. So you must be able to understand that men are effective, men are important, men are a prime necessity in the culture of the administration, the build-up of the development of believers upon the face of the earth. And until you and I come to that point where we are able to be able to understand our placement and our prophetic definition in God, we cannot be able to advance or thrive in life. And this is the reason why you and I must come into a blueprint alignment with God to be able to understand the definition of our prime call and purpose upon the face of the earth. Why will God call a man? Why will God define a man according to an operation? It's because God is handicapped and God needs men to thrive. So you must be able to understand that the reason why God called a man is because God is handicapped. God needs men he can walk upon the face of the earth. The heavens is of the Lord, but the earth he has given to the sons of men. And until the sons of men who arise to partner with God and align with God, God can do nothing. And this is the reason why one of the greatest ways where God partner with men is to supply his gift, his grace, and his ability upon them so that they can be able to thrive. So the supply of the grace and the giftings of God upon the life of a believer is to bring that believer to partnership with God. So when you call yourself an apostle, you call yourself a prophet, you call yourself a teacher, you were not born as such. Yeah, there is the ordination, but the full functionality of the definition and the manifestation was what was developed over time as you align to God. So you must be able to understand that there is nobody that is born without nothing. No, in every nation, in every kindred, in every tribe, in every city, in every land, in every town, God has apportioned an ordination, a calling upon you so that it can be expressed upon the face of the earth. And the prime call definition of that calling is to bring you to accurate representation of the kingdom of God and of the personality of the Christ. And if your life does not represent the Christ, neither the kingdom of God, then you are living a waste upon the face of the earth. And there are so many people today in the body of Christ that have lived and died and yet not come into the full functionality of the manifestations of the development of that which God has embedded within them. So you must be able to understand that the possibilities of God in keeping to your life and the heritages and the inheritance where which God has embedded within you can only come into manifestation if you align to the patterns of God. And the patterns of God are hidden in types and shadows in a prime core definition of your present obedience and daily discipline with him. Many of us must come to that point of full obedience in the Lord so that we can be able to understand that in our obedience to God, we come into a state, a statutory authority where God downloads all of himself to us. So you must be able to really be able to understand that the advantage of a believer lies in him becoming a living witness upon the face of the earth. There is nothing special about you being a believer. A believer is anybody that believes in anything. Muslims call themselves believers. Hindus call themselves believers. Idol worshippers call themselves believers. There is also nothing about you being a Christian. Christianity just means that you look like the Christ. But we are not supposed to look like the Christ. We are supposed to become the Christ. But a witness is one who is actually full of the Holy Spirit, also one who can represent the Christ. So it's not just somebody that looks like, but now he can represent. So that is why we have to come into that point where we cannot be able to represent the Christ. And this only made available, this only made possible when you and I begin to align to the patterns of God. And this is the reason why you must be able to understand your definition in God at four times before you can give it expression. So you must be able to realize that the reason why God is calling you deeper, God is encountering you, God is visiting you, God is revealing himself to you is because there is an operation hidden in the spirit where which you must come into alignment with. And right now is the time when God is raising apostolic and prophetic voices that they can come into a full functionality in doctrine and prophetic intelligence to bring the body of Christ into a new level of guidance. Right now is the time when God is looking for new voices he's going to use, because right now there's a vacuum created in the spirit where men and women need to be able to occupy. And that is why there's an urgency in the body of Christ. There's an urgency in the body of Christ right now, looking for functionaries, looking for vessels, looking for men and women that will occupy placement in the spirit. And until God finds those men, God will keep on looking. In your region, in your tribe, in your country, in your city, in your state, it doesn't matter wherever you are, God is looking for men that he can be able to use, men that he can walk through, men that can bring them to that statutory authority to be able to occupy a placement in the spirit. And if you are willing, you must be able to awake unto responsibility as an effective believer to be able to give expression to that which God is doing. And that is why I said that we are called as a prophetic people to be apostolic in function. There is a call of God upon you prior before even the nation that you are sent to. There's a call of God upon your life prior before even where you went to. So before you went into that school, before you went into that region, before you married that husband, there is a call of God upon your life. And if you don't understand that calling of God, you cannot give it expression even when you marry, even when you go into a city, even when you go into another state, even when you get a job. You must be able to understand that the call of God should not be shut down because of any other thing that you embrace. And until we have that understanding in that calling, we cannot be able to thrive. So you must be able to realize that the effectiveness of the call of God upon your life can only find expression to the degree to which you align to God. And the talent we are having right now is that men and women are not aligning to God in totality. When we speak about alignment with God, we speak about keeping pace with the mind of God, keeping pace with the character of God, and keeping pace in alignment by prayer. Right now, like never before, there is an adumbration, there's a disalignment, there's a misalignment in the body of Christ. Right now, there is actually an attack upon the body of Christ, ensuring that young men and women that God has imputed deposit upon are truncated. There is a limitation, a limiting barrier put upon ministers, put upon region, put upon state. Why? Because men and women could not be able to thrive. Right now, like never before, there is a warfare going on. It's a warfare of the beast trying to swallow the man child that is about to be born to rule the earth. And right now is the time where we must be able to understand that the calling of God upon our life cannot be aborted. It cannot be truncated, because there has never been an abortion of destiny like we are right now. We're in a time when men dream dreams and it doesn't come to fulfillment. We're in a time when men cannot become the fulfillment of prophecy. We're in a time when men have spoken so much about revival and yet again we are not revived. We must be able to understand that revival is not a program. Revival is the rising of you and I. Revival is when you and I awake and begin to move, because the act of the apostles is a movement of men. It is when men and women become serious with God, and as they began to move, then God begin to move in their midst. God will never move in our region until you and I begin to move. The advantage that we are going to have in the body of Christ right now is when you and I begin to move. Move how? As we begin to move in alignment to what God is doing, we cannot be able to be revived. Neither can the story of revival become a functionality upon the face of the earth. So we must be able to understand that right now is the time when you and I must come into full functionality of the operations of God and begin to give God the placement in our heart. Then, for us to be able to come into that full functionality, we must be able to rise as watchmen. Why? Because watchmen are they that are giving guidance and custodianship over region, over placement, over things and over lives. The reason why many people today are actually not functioning in their full potential is because watchmen have failed in their region, in their tribes, and in their places. Why? Because in the days where there are no watchmen over region, the devil is giving a free will, because watchmen stand as a custom officers. They stand as law enforcement agency to be able to checkmate the entry and the exit of regions. We're such a time where the devil has encroached into the body of Christ. The devil has encroached. The devil has taken an advantage. The devil has put in a foot in, and right now he's scattering. He's doing his best to ensure that there can be disunity, there can be misalignment, there can be waywardness, there can be perversion, there can be darkness all around the face of the earth. And God is looking for carpenters. God is looking for the repairer of breaches. God is looking for watchmen and gatekeepers to be able to stand. And right now is the time where many that are willing to stand with the Lord is going to empower them. And that is the reason why watchmen must rise. Because right now is the time when kingdom warriors must rise. Functionaries of the kingdom must rise. And the Lord will only find expression in your life by the time you understand your priesthood and legislation. Why? Because watchmen operate by an ordinances of priesthood. Their priesthood is their responsibility in accurate representation, in obedience, in offering of sacrifice, and also in prayer. Why? Because Because watchmen actually keep watches of the night. Because watchmen keep watches of times and seasons. Watchmen are like the Issachar generation that know what we ought to do at every time to be able to advance further. Because watchmen are our eyes. Watchmen are our ears. Watchmen are our discernment. Watchmen are our sensitivity. Watchmen are our advantage in the spirit. And if a land is lacking in watchmen, they will be lacking in keepers of the gate. If the land is lacking in keepers of the gate, they will be lacking what I call porters. Why? Because women are gates, men are porters. So you must be able to realize that a gate is always available at every house. But oftentimes there's a door in the house. So because, you see, it is possible that the watchman watches over from afar. So as a watchman, when you step into a barrack, you will discover that every time you hear a watchman is because he's guarding something. You know, so when you go into a barrack, barrack is like a fortress, barrack is like a defense system. Oftentimes in a barrack, you see watchmen. Those watchmen stand upon the tower and they watch. So peradventure, if an enemy is coming, you know, it is the responsibility of the watchmen to ensure that they either kill or they restrain or they resist the enemy. But oftentimes the watchmen may miss it. So the enemy may pass and enter through the gate. When the enemy comes into the gate, we need gatekeepers. So the keepers of the gate are those that stand at the gate and ensure that what a watchman cannot be able to see, you know, the keeper of the gate should be able to see. And what the keeper of the gate should not be able to see, the next defense system is what we call a porter. A porter is one who stands at the door. Because every house has a watchman, every house has a gatekeeper, but every house has a doorkeeper. The doorkeeper is about to have the porter, because it is the porter that has the key to the treasure. And so we are not only functioning as watchmen, we are also functioning as what? Porters. And as porters, we must understand that we are the last line defense of God. And whatsoever that we cannot be able to ensure that we checkmate, devil is going to find encouragement. The advantage of the kingdom of darkness in our time is the silently or the silences of the watchmen. It's when the watchmen are silenced, you know, that the enemy take root downward. But in the days when the watchmen rise, the enemy power is weakened. So we are coming upon the time when you and I have to awake. We need to be able to rise unto responsibility as watchmen, as keepers of the gate, and as porters to obey and ensure that the devil does not find a full advantage in our land. The reason why things are going wrong in your family, the reason why things are going wrong in your region, the reason why things are going bad in your region is because watchmen and gatekeepers are not doing their job. A house without a defense is a house without watchmen. A house without security is a house without gatemen. A house without protection is a house without porters. So you must be able to come into a point where your life is guided by the Lord. You must be able to come to a point where your territory is guided by the Lord. You must be able to come into a point where your region is guided by the Lord. There are times when you and I need to be able to awake in the middle of night to begin to pray, to begin to intercede. Why? Because we are keeping guidance of the day. If you come into your house and discover that your gatekeeper is sleeping, what is the challenge? It means that your gatekeeper is not doing his duty. And this is a challenge we have in the body of Christ today. Watchmen are watching, but they are yet again, they are sleeping. So you must be able to understand that until you and I awake unto our responsibility, you see, there will be encroachment. Why? Because the serpent bites without enchantment. You must be able to understand that the failure of Christianity is the failure of watchmen. When watchmen fail, Christianity fails. So right from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence. Only the violent take it by force. The violent refine that scriptures are the watchmen. You see, in the days and time when the kingdom of God wanted to find expression upon the face of the earth, it was resisted. It was resisted by the scribes, by the Pharisees, by the then religion of that time. And that is the reason why Pharaoh himself rose up and said, kill every child within this age. But the Bible speaks about a man named Prophet Simon and Prophetess Anna. And you see, the two of them were doing their best as watchers to be able to watch over the life of Jesus Christ. So there are watchmen over lives, there are watchmen over territory, and there are watchmen over kingdoms. The watchmen over the lives of men are those that watches over the individual destiny of men. So they stand as carpenters to be able to destroy every wickedness of the devil in keeping to men's life, because there are powers holding the lives of men bound. So we need watchmen that can stand and check where has the devil encroached, where has the devil gone further, so that they can be able to destroy it. The same way that Prophetess Anne and Simon were standing as watchmen over the life of Jesus Christ. So even what the devil intends to do upon the life of Jesus, he cannot be able to prosper. So in the days when a destiny needs to be bettered, there must be watchmen praying over the life and the destiny of men. This is the reason why you have wayward people in your family, because nobody is praying for them. If you begin to pray for the people in your family, Jesus Christ is going to appear to them and reveal himself to them. They are going to encounter Jesus. They are going to begin to love Jesus. Why? Because somebody is watching over their life. But when nobody pray for them, when nobody pray for your sibling, when you yourself don't pray for your sibling, when you yourself don't pray for anybody in your family, nothing will happen. Every revival you see is the awakening of souls unto the love of Jesus Christ. And until we pray, until we travail over the lives of people, their destiny will be averted. Their destiny will be decaying. Their destiny will be wasted. Because the devil is always after the lives and the destiny of men. And this is the reason why watchmen need to rise. In the days when watchmen refuse to rise, destiny are aborted. That smoker in your family, that drunkard in your family, you see, that situation in your family can change when you awake. When you awake unto responsibility, when you rise as a watchman. The Bible is speaking in the book of Psalms. It says, God stand in the midst of gods and began to judge. He said, how long shall you judge unjustly and accept the place of the wicked sinner? He said, you allow the wicked to do justice, to do injustice to the oppressed, to do injustice to the needy. You see, he now begin to let us understand that it is our responsibility to awake unto responsibility as kingdom watchmen, to watch over the lives of men and do not permit the enemy to do injustice. And in the days when the sons of God refused to actually watch and do what they ought to do, you see, God came and God began to judge them. So in our land, if God comes and God cannot be able to find righteous men, God is going to judge you and I. You see, the Bible said, watchman, oh watchman, how about last night? He said, if you have inquired, you must have acquired. Have you inquired about last night? Do you know what happened last night, or you were just sleeping? Were you sleeping, or do you know what happened last night? And this is the reason why people die in our family. Like, hey, the Lord awake unto me to pray, but I refuse to pray. And now this person is dead. You must be able to understand, in the days where you do nothing, somebody will die. You must be able to understand that your prayer can preserve somebody. Jesus Christ speaking unto Peter, said, Peter, the devil desire to sweep you like a reed, but I have prayed for you that your faith will fail not. And he said, when you are strong, you should strengthen your brethren. So Jesus Christ stood as a watchman over the life of Peter. Far beyond just Peter, he also stood as a watchman over the life of the other apostles, because he was praying for them. So you must be able to understand that as a watchman, you are actually an intercessor. You are actually a keeper of the gate. You are actually a porter. You are also actually a spiritual defense system upon the life of men. And on till you stand to defend the destiny of men, men cannot come into full functionality of the effectiveness of their calling in God. Do you know that Adam and Eve were given the right and the privilege to stand as watchmen over the territory of Eden? Apart from watchmen over the lives of men, there are watchmen over territories. In the days when the watchers of territory refuse to actually stand and do their own portion, you see, the territory is given to Satan. The reason why Adam and Eve lost dominion in the Garden of Eden is because they failed to watch over Eden. When Jesus Christ, when the Lord gave them the clear cut assignment of guarding the Garden of Eden, what he was telling them is to become the watchers, to become the watchmen over Eden. It is their responsibility to decide what happened in Eden. Why? Because Eden is a system that is supposed to actually culture the lives of men. But do we see what happened? Adam and Eve failed in what they ought to do. They failed in their assignment. God gave them an assignment. They failed in it. He told them to guard the garden, to tend it. You know, he told them to expect it. But you see, you know, what happened was that they betrayed God. When watchmen are given the right over territory and they betray God, the territory is given to the devil. Adam and Eve, you are supposed to keep Eden under the civilization of God, but they permitted the devil to encroach. Why? Because the devil don't play by the rules. The devil is a rule breaker, he's a law breaker. So you always come to break the law. So when God set a law, the devil came and broke the law. But he broke this law with the agency of men. He actually lured the watchmen. He actually lied to the watchmen. And in the days when watchmen are lied to, the whole territory is gone. So you may think the devil is only after you. No, the devil is not only after you. The devil is after your territory. And that is why if you do nothing, when the devil conquer you, he conquer the entire generation. Why? Because the territory speak about the generation of people to be born. And that is why, you see, the challenge is not your talent, is the people connected to you. Imagine today, the great men that God have risen. Imagine if the devil was able to stop Oedipo from rising. If the devil was able to stop Kumuyi from rising. If the devil was able to stop Iyadebe from rising. If the devil was even able to stop Philip Sefas from rising. Will I be speaking to you today? What I'm trying to let you understand right now is that when the devil come after your life, you see, he's looking at you as a watchman, as a watchwoman, as somebody that is connected to many destinies. So he wants to destroy your life. He wants to destroy your destiny so that the generation can fail. Because he knows that you are connected to many other generations. So you must be able to understand that when God began to work with Abraham, he was looking at a nation. Why? Because Abraham is a watcher. So Abraham was in a nation of a whole Israel. It was out of the loins of Abraham that the nation of Israel came off. But mind you, what happened? The devil attacked it again until he came into Jacob. From Jacob, we now saw 12 tribes of Jacob. The 12 tribes of Israel were actually children that were given birth to by Jacob. Some of them came as a mistake from Leah, but it's not a mistake because they're also part of the ordination. But do you now see that those 12 children became 12 ordinations? Until today, they are immortalized in the book of Revelation that they're going to be part of the foundation and part of the gate of the New Jerusalem. So you now see that what God is doing with you alone is actually connected to many generations. The things that God did to the apostles is what we call the Bible today. The working of God with the apostles is what we call the Bible. What Paul was writing, you know, imagine the life of Paul. Paul was supposed to be an apostle, but the devil made him to be a persecutor of the brethren. So Paul was moving everywhere, killing the believers. But he didn't know that there was a call of God upon his life to become an apostle. So the devil was doing everything to kill him, to make him live a wayward life, make him live a carnal life. Why? Because the devil knows that he's a watchman. And if he can silence the watchman, he will silence the destiny of man. And that's why God has to be able to rise to help him. Many years ago, the Lord told me, Philip Sefas, a man I help is always better than a man that help himself. Nobody could be able to help Paul. Nobody could be able to help Saul. It takes God himself to be able to help him. And that is why we must be able to understand that without the help of the Lord, Saul would have been nothing. You know, you must be able to understand that oftentimes, your life is not all about you just living. Our life is connected to many other people. Our life is connected to many other destinies. God created you with the intention of you being part of the system that is upon the face of the earth. God cannot do anything upon this earth until he used you or used somebody. But imagine if that person refused to be used. Imagine if that person refused to align with God. If you look up to scripture, you discover that God worked with too many people. But do you realize that there are only few people that align to God? It is a privilege to be able to align and work with God. All through the life of Saul, nobody knew him. Nobody even cared about him. Nobody even was being blessed by him, but until he aligned to God, until he encountered Jesus. So his life began from an encounter with the Lord. So many of us are living our life today, and we think we are living. We are not actually living, because your life is beginning to live the day you encounter Jesus. As your life have a definition from God, or you are just living your life the way you want to live. You may have money, you may have car, you may have house, but that is not the purpose why you are living upon the face of earth. What is your purpose? Why are you born on the earth? Why did God leave you alive? Many people die every day. Why are you alive? There must be something better than just money. There is something better than just having a car, having a house, and just getting married and having children. Why are you living? The reason why you are living is more powerful than the living itself. And this is the reason why we must be able to understand that as watchmen, as gatekeepers, we are sent upon the face of the earth to represent the Lord. And if your life does not bring representation and glory to the Lord, you are not living yet. So gatekeepers must rise. Watchmen must rise. You must be able to understand that in Babylon, there were no gods in Babylon. There were only idol worshippers. There was not a God of heaven, but there was Daniel. Daniel was able to stand in Babylon and say, God may not be here, but I know the Lord. And he was willing not to bow to a God that is not a God of heaven. And he stood as a watcher. He stood as a watchman over the land of Babylon. And he was able to bring Babylon to a point where they acknowledged that God is the Lord of God of heaven. But mind you, it wasn't easy for him because he was persecuted. Many of you are in countries, you are in regions, you are in states, you are in cities where nobody wanted to call the name of the Lord. But you see, Daniel was actually in Babylon, where they told him that he must bow down to a god, and he refused to bow. The same way the Hebrew boys, they were also in Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they refused to abide by the rules and the regulations. Why? Because you see, watchmen guard over territories. And when watchmen refuse to guard over territories, the territory is given to the devil. When you see a king wake up and give a decree, give a rule, and he say the rule should be unto darkness, it's because the watchmen do nothing. Right now we are living, many of you are in US and UK, you are living all kinds of countries where they believe that gayism is right, lesbianism is right. You see, it's not about what is right or wrong, what is biblically what we care about. So the way God created is wrong. These things are made possible because watchmen refuse to rise. Watchmen are sleeping. People that are supposed to intercede are no longer interceding. They are jokers. They are talkers. They are commentators. They have become so carnal. Nobody is praying for the land. Nobody is interceding for the land. So the land is given to the devil. If you study all through, you discover Asia Minor, Damascus, all of those regions were actually Christian struggle centers. But right now, even Jerusalem cannot be guaranteed of many spiritual people. Why? Because watchmen do nothing. In the days when the voice of the watchmen are silent, it's because the witness of the Lord is being silent. And so we and I must be able to rise, to be able to advance the cause of the gospel in our region, in our time. Why? Because the witness of heaven must rise again. Where are the watchmen? Where are the gatekeepers? If they do nothing, God will not find expression. And God is still looking for men. That God is still looking for one that will stand in a gap. God is looking for men and women he's going to use. Let it not be told that God is looking for who to use and you are not available. Why will God come to our religion looking for a man to use? You are not there. Why will God come to our religion looking for somebody to use? You are not there. Why will God come to South Africa and is looking for somebody to use in your region? You are not there. Why will God come to UK looking for somebody to use? You are not there. Why will God come to Dubai looking for somebody to use? You are not there. Why? Why? And yet you call yourself a Christian? No. True sons feed upon the will of the Lord. True sons represent the Lord. True sons stand with the Lord. Are you willing to stand with the Lord, or are you willing to actually give up on him? Are you willing to deny him? Like Peter, do you want to deny him? Many are still denying Jesus today. Many are still denying. Many are saying, I don't know you. Peter was a friend of Jesus. Peter was an apostle. Peter was a disciple of Jesus. Peter has a father in the Lord called Jesus Christ of Nazareth. But in the days when Jesus Christ needed him the most, that day he denied him. That's the same way our life is, many of us. You see, watchmen stand and defend the dead. But many of you, when the going get tough and you deny Jesus, are you going to deny Jesus? Are you going to stand as a watchman? Are you going to stand as a watchwoman? Are you going to stand as a witness unto the Lord? Many of us are not willing to witness unto Jesus. When you speak about the days of Kachinkuma, you speak about the days of Amos and Mufasa, you speak about the days of Babalola, you speak about the days of Bezidaosa, these men were watchers. They were watchers, they were watchmen, they were gatekeepers. They stood in their territory, and their territory was known by them. In your time, there are so many pastors today, and yet we don't know them in the region. Why should we come to a region and your name is not mentioned? Why? It doesn't matter whether there is another special man of God there, but at least your name should also be mentioned. If you are faithful, standing in the gap, interceding and praying, your name will be mentioned. Many of us are not responsible when it comes to the things of God. We are only responsible when it comes to carnal things. When was the last time you give time to the Lord? When was the last time you spent time with God? When was the last time you spent time praying? When was the last time you spent time with God? Because many of us do not see the need for that. And yet again, we want to represent God. We want to stand as a fortress, as a defense system of the Lord. And yet we don't see the need to give God time. You must be able to awake unto responsibility. Your life will never change until you rise to pray. Your life will never become anything until you begin to rise and be responsible. Many of us need to be serious with our life from this very moment. Many of you are not, you don't even care about how you live your life. You live your life anyhow you want it to be. No, it cannot be like that. Watchmen must rise again. Watchmen must rise again. Because the watchers in heaven are already set. Is a watchman, oh watchman, what about last night? We are living a time when Deborahs have lost their palm tree. Deborahs have lost their palm tree, and right now they become twerkers. They become gossipers. They become all kinds of things. Right now we are living a time when men and women that have the calling of God upon their life are living carnally. Many of you right now want to enjoy so much is party. You love to go to party. You love with Big Brother Nigeria. You love watching carnatics. You love to watch movie for the next 10 hours. But when we say pray for 5 hours, it's a problem. When was the last time you spent time with God? You can't be sure of it. But yet again, you want to become a watchman. You want to become a gatekeeper. You want the mantle of Kachin Kuma. You want the mantle of Amy Simfase. You want the mantle of Bessie Daosa. You want the mantle of Babadola. You are a liar. You are a joker. You must be able to understand that you must awake unto kingdom responsibility if you must effectively represent and function like God upon the face of the earth. We are living upon a time right now where men give value more to their social media update than their spiritual update daily. We are living a time where men care about their carnal growth than their spiritual growth. Are you worthy enough to for God to be able to come and help you? Are you worthy enough for God to go and supply his grace upon you right now? When was the last time you spent time with God? When was the last time you give God your all? When was the last time you tell the Lord you love him? You keep telling guys you love them daily. When was the last time you tell the Lord you love him? When was the last time you spent time crying because of God and not because of a guy, not because of a lady? When was the last time you did something to the Lord that challenged him? When was the last time? Men that are watchmen over their region are men that gave their totality, their all unto God. These are devoted men. These are committed men. These are sacrificial men. These are consecrated men. These are men that are separated unto prayers. How often do you pray in day? You want to become watchmen. Watchmen stood and they pray. The Bible speaks about Daniel, that every day Daniel turned his face to the Jerusalem, although he was in Babylon, and he was praying daily. Yet there was a law against prayer, yet he prayed. Right now, there's not even a law against prayer, yet you cannot pray. What if they set a law, they say you should not pray? That means you have a good reason not to pray. You must be able to understand that prayer kills nobody. Nobody ever died in the place of prayer. You will not be the first. Prayer cannot kill you. You must turn your time to pray. You must wake up at night to pray. You must pray in the afternoon. You must pray in the morning. You must pray at night. The Bible says prayer without ceasing. Take out time to pray. You must wake up all the time to pray. If you want to be a watchman over your life, watchman over your territory, watchman over your family, then you must awake to pray. Many of you have a lot of unanswered prayer. You see, prophets have prayed for you. Pastors have prayed for you. Apostles have prayed for you, but you have not prayed for yourself. Can you wake up and rise to pray? The Bible says, wake up and pray. By the time you wake up to begin to pray, you are going to realize that your territory, your region is under the influence of God. The reason why there is nobody that God is doing in your region is because they refuse to awake to pray. No man can ever be greater than his prayer life. No one. The story of anyone that walked with God is a man of prayer. Everyone that began with God began as a man of prayer. And if you do not begin as a man and as a woman of prayer, you see, your life may amount to nothing. To nothing. Everybody must have a healthy history of prayer in God. Every great man you ever see today is a man that spent time praying. How often do you pray? You must be able to develop the culture of prayer. You must make prayer your lifestyle. Whether you are in your bathroom, you should pray. If you are in the classroom, you should pray. If you are in the school, you should pray. If you are trekking, you should pray. If you are on a flight, you should pray. If you are on the bike, you should pray. It doesn't matter where you are, you should pray. The Bible says, pray always. Timothy, my beloved son, I counsel you, say Paul. In the book of Timothy, that you pray. Pray for your leaders. Pray for your pastors. Pray for everyone. Pray for your mother. Pray for your father. Pray for your auntie. Pray for your uncle. Pray for your brother. Don't complain about them. Pray for them. Prayer can do more than your complaining. Many have complained a lot of time. Nobody has spent time to pray. If you can spend time to pray, all your complaints will be turned into a testimony. Watchmen are praying men. Watchmen are praying men. Watchmen are men and women of prayer. Watchmen are men and women of prayer. You cannot be a watchman and you cannot pray. Prayer is a mother of 1,000 blessings. Prayer is a mother of 1,000 blessings. No matter how anointed you are, if you don't continue to pray, a time is going to come, the anointing will become a past glory. When you pray enough, you employ God. Anytime you spend time praying, you employ God. You bring God to your vicinity. Any believer that has any issue with prayer is a believer that must backslide. You will backslide just a matter of time. Prayerlessness is a curse, and the only cure is prayer. Until you spend time to pray, you can never come into the full functionality of your ordination in God. Your faith will fail you if you don't even pray. Faith is built by prayer. You must be able to understand that the gifting of the Spirit in your life is only effective by the strength of prayer. When a man begins to pray, the anointing of God upon his life is built up, is more developed, and the gift of the Spirit is more sharpened. God needs men to bring men into alignment. You can become that one that can bring others into alignment. You have been listening to many people preaching. When will you preach your own gospel? You have been listening to people singing songs. When will you sing your own song? Because many of you, as you're hearing me right now, the Lord has put songs upon your lips. The Lord has put chant upon your lips. The Lord has put melody upon your lips. But yet again, you cannot give it expression because you are not praying men. Many of you, God is teaching you many things. God tell you to write a book. God tell you to preach a sermon. There are many things that God is telling you to do, but you cannot do it because there's no strength and energy of prayer. The calling of God upon your life will fail until you pray. Because prayer will give you the courage. Prayer will give you the boldness. Prayer will give you the ability to be able to represent God effectively well. Any sermon that you hear that does not bring you to a place of prayer is a waste of time. Any sermon you hear that entices you and tell you can do it without prayer is a waste of time. Because everyone you see today that God walk with is a man that God helped him by prayer. If you spend time praying with the Lord, it will amaze you what you will become. There is no amount of time that you spend praying that is a waste. No. Everyone that pray, contact the power of God. Everyone that pray, contact the grace of God. Everyone that pray, contact the abilities of God. Many years ago, my life was a waste until I began to pray. And I realized that prayer is applicable in every situation in my life. Every situation in my life. Anytime I see a situation, prayer is applicable. You must be able to understand that the problem in your family can change when you begin to pray. And let me tell you the truth. The hope of our generation, they are praying mothers, they are praying fathers, they are praying youth. Never underestimate the capacity of a praying mother. Many of you are young ladies and you have not spent time to pray. You want to take prayerlessness to your home. No, it's a challenge. In the days when your husband could not pray, why can't you wake up and pray? When was the last time a guy come and met you and tell you, oh, young lady, I can see the fire of God upon your life. Can you lay your hands upon me? Release an impartation upon me. Oftentimes, most of you ladies, guys always tell you, oh, girl, I like you. Baby, I want to sleep with you. Baby, can you be my girlfriend? Can anybody tell you, I want you to be my prayer partner? Not a girlfriend. That's why I always say you don't need a boyfriend, you need a prayer partner. Let that boyfriend become a prayer partner. Hold the guy hand and pray. If you cannot pray with the person, you can't pray even when you marry him. This is the reason why many families cannot pray. When they were boyfriend and girlfriend, they cannot pray. And how can they pray when they are married? You must be able to understand that from now on, you must develop the culture of prayer. Learn how to pray. Pray quietly, pray loudly, pray aggressively, pray shouting, pray dancing, pray everywhere. It doesn't matter. Prayer becomes anything if your heart is aligned. You can pray and pray and pray again. Spend more time praying. Your big boys and big girls have an expiring day. There is no big boy with God. There is no big girl with God. You can be a big girl with demons. You can be a fine girl with demons. You can be a big boy with demons. But you cannot be a man and a woman on fire and have demons. No, you only carry grace. You only carry power. You only carry ability. If people see you, they will say, lay hands on me. Pray for me. There is a honor that comes from the beauty of the glory. God can do to your life more than the way you are doing right now. But this can only be made possible when you spend time with God praying. Watchmen are men of prayer. Watchmen are men of the altar. Watchmen are men of the secret place. Many of you don't have a secret life with God. All of your secret life is all about carnality. You spend so much time watching pornography, spending time masturbating, spending time doing all kinds of carnal things, and yet again you want to be watchmen. No, no. Devil is using it as a weapon to destroy you. You call it a weakness, the devil call it a weapon of mass destruction. The devil knows that if he can destroy your life, he will take a whole generation. You must be able to understand that by prayer, you can advance the cause of the gospel. You must be able to understand that prayer is a transporter. It takes you to the place where the strength and the power of God is real. Many more times, prayer is a very big difference. Prayer is a very big difference. People say, it's not about prayer. At least pray. Your life has been like this. You have said it's not about prayer for the past 10 years. Your life has been like this. Don't you know that it's about prayer now? The first line defense of the attack of the devil is prayer life. Why do you think the devil is attacking your prayer life? It's because the devil knows that if you pray, you will receive help from God. He knows that. And that's the reason why he's attacking your prayer life. And when the devil attacks your prayer life, he will make you to walk in the flesh. Many people that walk in the flesh don't have a consistent prayer life. Do you have an altar of prayer with the Lord? Do you have an altar of prayer? Do you spend time praying with the Lord? You just want to be a pastor. You want to be a prophet. You want to be an apostle. You want to be an evangelist. How did you even become an apostle without prayer? Many of you now are carrying big title. I'm apostle this. I'm prophet this. I'm evangelist this. Do you have a history of prayer? In the days when demons confront you, in the days where darkness confront you, you know that it's not about the title. It's about an ordination in the spirit. And if you don't have that heritage in the spirit, you will die cheaply. How did you even become a prophet without praying? How did you become an apostle without praying? Never trust a man that cannot pray. Never trust a man that cannot pray. Never trust a woman that cannot pray. Never listen to anybody that cannot pray. The person will lie to you. He will not even know he's lying. He will lie to you. You must be able to understand that the principle of God cannot change. If the apostles of old pray, if Jesus Christ pray, if the prophet of old pray, you cannot do otherwise. You must also pray, because prayer is a common denominator. Praying man must rise. Praying spirit must rise. A man of prayer is a man that is not lacking in encounters. When a man cannot have encounters, it's because the man does not pray. Anytime you spend time to begin to pray, what happens is encounters become a possibility in your life. You must be able to understand that men that have served new wine are men of prayer. When a man begin to pray, he go the extra mile with God. When a man begin to pray, he journey more with God. When a man begin to pray, he join himself with the economy of heaven. When a man begin to pray, his plans are addicted to fit into the plans of God. When a man begin to pray, he do not only become a weak man, he become a man of strength. The Bible says if your strength fail in the days of battle, is because your strength is small. One of the ways you are going to receive strength from God is via prayer. You must be able to understand that prayer gives you an advantage in the spirit. Prayer activates your spirit. Many of you are prophets. Many of you are evangelists. Many of you are apostles. But you see, these things may not come to functionality until you pray. You will die with a calling until you begin to pray. The reality is prayer. Prayer brings the reality. Prayer brings the reality. That is the reason why you must be able to awake unto that responsibility of prayer. If you must be able to keep your family in balance, you must wake up to pray. If you must be able to keep your husband, you must wake up to pray. You must wake up to pray. How often do you pray? Increase your prayer. Pray always. Learn to pray long hours of prayer. Just spend time praying. Wake up one day, say, I will lock myself and pray. I will lock myself and pray. It doesn't matter how it is. I will lock myself and pray. Lock yourself inside and don't begin to pray. You will not die. Lock yourself inside. Begin to speak in tongues. And speak in tongues as much as you can. You will not die. You will not die. Oftentimes, learn to pray with discouragement. Many of you are so discouraged and you feel like you cannot pray right now. It doesn't matter. Even in your discouragement, pray. If you can pray in your discouragement, you discover you receive strength. Because nobody die in the place of prayer. You will not be the first. Nobody die. Prayer has never killed anybody. Never. Learn to pray in seasons. Learn to pray in the night times. Learn to pray always. As you fast, pray. As you study, pray. As you read the Bible, pray. Watchmen are men of prayer. Watchmen are men of prayer. Watchmen are men of prayer. Because prayer is what makes you to activate angelic interferences. Prayer makes you activate angelic interferences. Prayer makes you to be able to activate every move of God in your land. The more you pray, the more you enlarge your capacity. The more you enlarge your capacity, the more you conquer more with God. The more you conquer. A man can be so anointed and yet he can be prayerless. It's possible. And God can never help a man that do not pray. Why? Because prayerlessness is a sin. Okay, mankind was never designed to live by physical supply. Mankind was designed to live by the spiritual supply. And until you understand your spiritual supply in heaven, you will live a weak and a beggarly life. The only way you can obey God effectively well is when you can continually pray with the Lord. And when you pray with the Lord, you come into that point of obedience naturally. It's very, very important. Jesus Christ was at Mount Gethsemane. He prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed until he agreed with what God is doing. In the same way that in your life right now, you walk in so much disobedience until you continue to pray. Sometimes the journey becomes so weary, so tiring to a man that cannot pray. By the time you pray, you are encouraged. You are encouraged by the Lord. Spend time with the Lord praying. Spend time praying as a family. The systems of the earth right now are broken. We need prayer to be able to activate the real reality of who we are. A prepared man is always better than a prepared message. Prayer prepare you at all times. Many of you, you must understand that as intercessors, you can only preserve your generation, preserve your life by prayer. When you talk so much about prayer and you refuse to pray, you are a scam. Many of us are scammers. So much scammers. We speak so much about prayer, preach about it, yet we don't pray. We must spend time praying. We must spend the time praying. The embodiments of the reality of God can only find expression upon the life of people that can pray. And sometimes, not about how long you have been in Christianity, but how long you have been praying. How long have you been praying in spirit and in truth? How long? Because many of us can always say, I have been a Christian for many years, yet again, what about how long have you been praying? How long have you been praying? The amount of time you spend praying is what will determine how effective your life will be. As a minister, spend time praying. That is what determines whether you are going to be a watchman, a keeper of the gate, or you are going to actually really become anything relevant. I don't know why today many of us enjoy an average football match is 90 minutes. Somebody can stay and watch football for 90 minutes and he will never sleep. And when we say, let's rise up and pray for just 2 hours, the person begins to get angry. What am I trying to say? Our commitment to God is not total. Somebody do not care to watch a movie for 10 hours, play game for 5 hours. But when we say, open your Bible to read for just 1 hour, you are angry. When we say, pray for just 2 hours, you are angry. What makes you think that is hard is because as a watchman, as a gatekeeper, your strength has been lost. The devil has attacked you and he has destroyed your strength in God. You must be able to understand that any attack upon your prayer life is a serious attack. It's a serious, a very, very serious attack. We must be able to awake unto responsibility again. Okay? You cannot tell me you are busy. Busy doing what? Busy doing what? You must become more serious than this. You must become more serious than this. Stop complaining about your family. Stop complaining about your mother. Stop complaining about your brother. Stop complaining about them. Begin to pray for them. When you begin to pray for them, you are going to see that in their life will begin to change. Why? Because you yourself, you came to this point by prayer, and you will only advance beyond this point by prayer. There is a culture of prayer at sin in the life of believers. In time past, all the believers in time past were praying men. They were men and women that were praying. And because they were men and women that were praying, we saw that their life was relevant. If you want to contact the grace and the power of the Lord, you must embrace the culture of prayer. Do not be afraid of prayer. Prayer will not kill you. Surround yourself with praying people. Find people that can pray and be a part of them. Spend the time praying. Spend the time praying. Spend the time praying, and I assure you will see your life change drastically. The revival we long away to see in our life is going to be the revival of prayer. As men begin to pray, God begin to reveal himself to them mightily. As God begin to reveal himself mightily to them, you see, they begin to have tremendous operations of the dealings of God in keeping to their life. So I charge you, I urge you, from today, I want you to begin to spend time with God praying. Spend time with God praying. Spend time with God praying. Do you know you can start praying right now, even right now? When you are traveling on the road, pray. When you are traveling on the road, pray. When you are cooking, pray. When you are bathing, pray. Anywhere you are, pray. There is no law against prayer. Any law against prayer is permitted to be broken. Prayer is not about a feeling. Prayer is your responsibility. When you pray well, you will discover that you turn away from darkness into light. Prayer is not about your feeling. It's not whether you feel like it or you don't feel like it. It's your responsibility. You don't have to feel like it. You just have to pray. When you open your mouth, as you are listening to me right now, you can also be praying. This is how I pray. People ask, how do I pray? I pray all the time. Because I know. My advantage lies in the spirit. Prayer takes me to that realm of the spirit. The carnal propensity in our flesh is too much. Prayer helps us weaken the flesh and strengthen our spirit. When you don't pray, you won't weaken your flesh and strengthen your spirit. You must be able to understand that if you don't pray, the warfare ministry will even swallow you. The warfare in life will swallow you. When you pray, you collide with a covenant of advantage. Anytime a man begin to pray, he join himself to a covenant in the spirit of advantage. Please spend time praying. Right now you can even begin to pray. Right now you can even begin to speak in tongues. Right now you can even begin to pray. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Pray. Open your mouth to pray. It's as simple as that. It's as simple as just being in your room and you just begin to cry unto the Lord. It's as simple as you are just traveling, you begin to cry upon unto the Lord. Make a commitment to yourself every day and say, I must pray. Many years ago, I've committed myself that I must be speaking in tongues every day. Today, no day go without me speaking in tongues, including today. You must spend time speaking in tongues. You must spend time praying. Make that commitment to yourself. Come rain, come shine, you must pray. Muslims pray everywhere. An average Muslim pray 5 times in a day. A believer is not even guaranteed of praying 1 time in a day. No. That thing must change. When was the last time you spent time to retreat with God? When was the last time you spent time alone with God? Just spend time alone with God, just praying. Many times we feel so lonely, we call our boyfriend, we call our girlfriend. But when was the last time you call upon heaven? You call upon God in heaven and say, God, here am I, help me, help my life. Now we must be able to change all this culture. Everyone today that you see that is relevant is a man that pray. You cannot do otherwise. You don't want to be great and you don't want to pray, you are a joker. You must begin to awake unto that responsibility. Open your mouth and cry unto God. And don't tell me that you pray for just 10 minutes, 15 minutes. No, you can do more. You can do more than that. Because you play more than that. You play more than that. You jizz more than that. You watch movie more than that. You do many kind of things more than that. Okay, now. You can do more than that. You can do more than that. Do you know that God can never help a man or a woman that cannot pray? It's only prayer that enforces the reality of God. It's only prayer that brings strength in the lives of men. Do you know that if you refuse to pray, God can never help you? God can never help you. Because when a man begins to refuse to pray, he say, I am self-sufficient. An encounter with God is what changed men. Programs don't change men. But this encounter is a product of prayer. Your proclamation of faith will fail you if you do not pray. If the glory of the Lord can come upon your life, it comes because you pray. Without the glory of the Lord upon your life, you'll be naked. And that nakedness is a result of prayerlessness. Please, my friends, you can develop a healthy prayer life. You must make this decision to yourself that I will pray. In the days when praying men rise, revival become natural. Right now, you can say you will pray. And we are going to begin to pray right now. I just give you a little bit chance. We are going to open our mouth and begin to pray right now. But if you are not praying, you are wrong. I don't know where you are right now. I want you to stand up. Stand up wherever you are now and begin to open your mouth and pray. Stand up where we are now and begin to open your mouth to pray. Do you know you are an intercessor? The reason why things have gone wrong in your family is because you have not been praying. Whether you feel weak to pray, just open your mouth and pray, and God is going to strengthen you to pray. Okay, now. Do not be afraid to pray. It doesn't matter wherever you are right now. Stand up and pray. If you are watching something, if you are distracted, stop it and focus now. Close your eyes now, open your mouth and begin to pray. If you can pray in tongues, begin to pray now. If you can pray in the spirit, begin to pray in spirit now. If you can't pray in your language, just ensure you open your mouth to pray. But I've seen the Lord releasing His spirit, His strength, and His grace upon each and every one right now. As you open your mouth to begin to pray now, you are going to begin to experience a new measure of the supply of the grace of the Lord. Open your mouth and begin to pray right now, wherever you are. Zibabana kita, protokobana tinada baratiska, porantaska, protokobana diana da baskatate. Prayer enforces the strength of the secret place. Prayer is your secret place. The secret place of the Lord is the secret place of prayer, where men spend time with God. You must open your mouth and begin to pray right now. If you are not praying right now, you are wrong. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray right now. As you are listening to me right now, you are going to begin to feel like to pray. It's because the grace of prayer and supplication is there right now. Begin to pray right now. Begin to pray right now, even in this podcast. Begin to pray. Wherever you are, open your mouth and begin to pray. If you are not praying right now, you are wrong. I release the grace of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, for you to begin to pray right now, in the name of Jesus. May you never be prayerless in the days when men are praying. May you never be prayerless in the days where men are praying. May you not be the one that is prayerless. May you never be the one that your life is about prayerlessness. No, you can awake unto responsibility. You can pray even right now. You can open your mouth and pray even right now. Don't be the one that should not be praying when men are praying. No, don't take it very, very serious, because a time is going to come when you are going to need prayer. When the apostles met Jesus, they said, teach us to pray. As John the Baptist taught his disciples to pray, Jesus Christ told them, when you pray, not if you pray. If English mean anything, when you pray and if you pray are two different things. If I say when you come to my house and if you come to my house, when I say when you come to my house, it means whether you like it or not, you must come to my house. And if I say, if you come to my life, it means if you like, come. If you like, don't come. But when the Bible speaks about prayer, I say, when you pray, it means that whether you like it or not, the challenges and the circumstances of life will force you to pray one day. You must pray one day. Every religion on earth pray. Whether you are a Buddhist, you are a Hindu, you are an idol worshiper, you must pray, because prayer is a common denominator to everybody. So you better learn it now, because the time is going to come when you are going to learn it. There are many people that told them many years ago, it's not by prayer. So today they are chatting me, asking me for prayer every day. See, let me tell you the truth. You better wake up to pray right now. If not, the devil will humble you to pray. Open your mouth right now and pray. Receive the strength to pray. Baske balatiata, mante babala tu aske baladen tablo koto kabakwa katabara dule kebe kaskatia. Ma belatu baratu skabdo tu kubakwa katabara dule da bakwa katabara dule kebe kaskadiata. Maria basata bentono kabara dule keskaba tu ateskatate. If you are not praying right now, you are wrong. If you are not praying right now, you are wrong. Kabes kaba balada besh kablo tu kubakwa katabara tiata baskata. Ma huaska bateta barati lakabon koske. Babela nae, babela nae, babela nae, babela nae, ma kwa baskabara da ba kwa kaskabara da ba kwa kaskabara tu le da ba kwa kaskabara ya da la ba kaskabara tu aske ma ba na ba tu aske da tu kwa kwa kaskabara ya da la ba kwa kaskabara tu ba kwa kaskabara di aska raba ba ba baskabara da ba ba la di ababa. Any of you that don't feel with the Holy Ghost right now, even as I'm talking to you right now, the Holy Ghost is already coming upon you. You are going to begin to feel something touching your lips right now. Ask the Holy Spirit to come upon you. Ask the Holy Spirit to fill you with the Spirit. As they say, Holy Spirit, come into me. I believe in you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I stretch out my hand towards you right now. I release the power of the Holy Ghost right now, even upon you. I activate you into full functionality in the Spirit. Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, activate them, activate them, activate them. In the name of Jesus, I release the grace upon you to begin to pray right now in the name of Jesus. It's going to come like a stammering of tongues. Many of you are going to begin to notice a new ointment, a new grace beginning to rest upon you right now, because a man deprived of prayer is a man deprived of the blessings of God. Do not worry about anything. Just open your mouth and begin to pray right now. You are not going to like what you're going to begin to feel, but I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost actually really upon you right now. It doesn't have to make sense. It doesn't have to make sense. Babalawo don't make sense. When Babalawo do incantation, it don't make sense. You don't have to make sense. Just open your mouth and begin to say anything. Not in your language, not in English. In the name of Jesus, receive you the Holy Spirit right now. Mababella na makwakas kablo to makwakata baradu lena makwakas kabaria do la babakas katate bala bambeto sapankata balatia kalambas kutela de bakas katabala dia tuskate raba banda bas kablo da babakwana kabarendo lena makwakas kablo to babakwakata bala dia skatate arribando sablo to kobalatia das katate maria babonza tabela takavando shabala taska arriba bonza tabalati kala dos kabanda skati avro taskata mara bambuta balanda skaboria da makwakas kambara do leka bakwakata bala de skatare doska maria bata bassa patatesco balanta vafusa belenda kila bokoskabdo ba pray ba kazata e rababunta baska babala diara bakaskata. If you are feeling weak, stand up. Kabila skabala toska maria babosa tabalante kriya toska maria bambosa bada balataska bolia la bakaskaba balata rababa waseta e ribambo tabanta sabriko to bakaskata bareda skwa alla bambata sabateko maram bata babala toska mbaguaska babalande te bokodo bakaskaba balia marabato sabante arabando baska pray, somebody pray there, Bakaska, Baranda Baskablo to Kobakaska Tiatuska, Arababa to Bakakata to Bakakata Baladia Bakaska Balata, Maruaska Bantenetuske, Manta Babasha Tabo, Arabanto Vascablo to Kobakaska Badialoba, pray Baskadanda Buda Taskablo to Kobakaska Badiala Bakaska Tabaska. Shibra daba bo zaba balande skabro to kobara daba kwaka tabro to bakwaka skabra daba bala dula daba kwaka skabaria dula basata maba bes kobro to kobalandia sabro to kobakwaka tabaria dula baba kaskapanta skabro to kobara dela daba kwaka skamba taskatia maba lete bora daba kwaka skabro to baba skatia muras kabeta bara das kobro to kobabala tia to naba skatabela tuske raba boske bro to kobaba kwaka skabro to bakwaka tabara dula daba kwaka skabana dia daba skatabanta Raba boska banda liada balatash kablo to kubakwakas kablo to bakwakas kabaliadu raba kaska raba baba bash kablo to bakwakas kablo to balada ya balakas.